Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to The Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, November the 6th, Election Day 2012. Remember, the polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight, and your vote does matter. We are live weekdays from noon to 1 on the home of The Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at the station's site at kvoi.com. And you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. We also post the program to tucsoncitizen.com as well as tucsonsentinel.com. And now there are links to the show on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun at gvnews.com. And the homepage for Blog for Arizona at blogforarizona.com. We'll launch today's show with famed Arizona defense attorney Michael Picaretta, talking about one of the worst tragedies in Tucson history, the Pioneer Hotel Fire of 1970, and the man who has been in prison for 40 years, convicted of deliberately setting the blaze that killed 29 people. But did they arrest the wrong person? We'll discuss that. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joins us for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, we talk about election 2012 with David Safir of Blog for Arizona. Then we'll wrap up the show with Mark Sykes of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. If you have a question or comment, you're always welcome to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040, or you can submit questions using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Now on to our top story. One of the deadliest days in Tucson history was December 20th, 1970. The date of the Pioneer Hotel fire in downtown Tucson. Lewis Taylor has spent the last 40 years in an Arizona prison for setting that fire. Now a group of attorneys working for free are asking a judge to set aside Taylor's conviction. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Tucson defense attorney Michael Picaretta, who along with former Arizona State Supreme Court Justice Stanley Feldman are working with the Arizona Justice Project. Michael, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Tell me, what is the latest as far, what would compel a judge, what kind of new evidence do you have that would get a judge to take a second look at this case?
Well, a couple things have occurred since 1970 is that, like in most areas of science, fire science has moved ahead over the last 42 years since the fire. And what has occurred here is that a panel of national experts have reviewed the evidence of the Pioneer Fire Hotel and have concluded that there is insufficient evidence to believe that it even was an arson. So what we're trying to do is ask the court to grant a new trial and let's look at the 1970 fire through the prism of 2012 fire science.
Mr. Taylor was arrested when he was 16 years old, Lewis Taylor. He was arrested immediately after the fire, then the conviction came down in 1972 following a 7-week trial, sentenced to 28 concurrent life terms. Was there a rush to judgment here, and do you believe Mr. Taylor is an innocent man, Michael?
Well, I believe he's an innocent man, and in terms of rush to judgment, I think that he was accused quite quick, and the investigation focused on him. However, we've had a long time afterwards, and really what has brought all of this to everyone's attention is the Arizona Justice Project, which is the Arizona equivalent of the Innocence Project, and they cull through hundreds of people who request their assistance in Arizona, and when they find an individual who they believe has been wrongfully convicted, then they get local lawyers to assist. So that's where we are now, but I think you have to give credit for all the legwork to the Arizona Justice Department out of Tempe.
Michael Picaretta, quickly go over for us why Taylor was singled out. Why did he become the immediate suspect?
Well, he was there on the scene, and he was helping people escape the blaze. And when he was then looked upon, they questioned the 16-year-old boy, basically, extensively for hours. And he gave, although he at all times denied any culpability in starting the fire or arson, they felt that he was giving some inconsistent answers. And so at that point, really, everything was focused upon him. The other error where there was a mistake was they had fire experts look at it and came to conclusions within 2 weeks after the fire that it was, in fact, an arson. But in fairness to those individuals, they looked at it through 1970 arson science, which back then was really in its infancy. And so the combination of the error in concluding that it was an arson, coupled with the focus on the 16-year-old young man, and one of the critical pieces of evidence for them was that he, as he was a smoker, he had matches in his pocket. So they thought that was significant. And then it continued on. It was assigned and prosecuted by a gentleman who had a very poor reputation and was reprimanded numerous times by the court for prosecutorial misconduct. And so some of the behavior in that prosecution wouldn't be permitted under today's standards. So when the Justice Project then sent all the evidence to a national board, and they concluded that it could not be characterized as an arson, then at that point they brought in local lawyers, including two excellent lawyers from Phoenix, ex-State Bar President Ed Novak and very highly regarded Court of Appeals Judge Noel Fidel, and then all four of us, coupled with the Justice Project, worked on the case and filed the paperwork.
This has gone on. There have been other attempts over 10 years to get this case reconsidered. Are you very confident now that this time you're going to get some success here?
Well, it's up to a judge. A good judge has been assigned the case, Judge Richard Fields, whose judgment I trust. The evidence is there, and he'll have to make some judgments. It's always difficult, you know, as years go by, sometimes to get courts to pay attention to these claims. But this one, there's a lot of compelling evidence and a lot of people who strongly believe that the wrong man has been in prison for 42 years. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but as a lawyer, all you can do is present your case and let others decide its strength.
Michael Picaretta is with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we're talking about trying to reopen the Pioneer Hotel fire case and the gentleman who has been in prison now for 42 years. What about his attitude? Have you talked to Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, I've talked to him, but I have not been the prime person who has been communicating with him. But he wants to get this heard. He wants to be released, and he wants to be vindicated, and he's has been one thing he's been consistent with over the last 42 years is he did not start the Pioneer Fire Hotel, and when you review all the evidence, it seems to support his claims that the wrong person is in jail if it was an arson, as opposed to just an unintentionally set fire.
When you say an unintentionally set fire, this could have been some kind of mechanical malfunction of some kind in the hotel's heating or cooling system, something like that?
Yeah, it could have been any one of a number of reasons. And it's difficult now to prove it. What the arson experts indicate is that this under today's standards could not be classified an arson it would be classified as undetermined origins based on the evidence.
What's the next step here? When will the judge take a look at this?
Well, the next step is to have the county attorney's office look at this and make a decision whether they want to contest this or not, and the judge at some point will order them to file a response, and then hopefully after they file a response, set it for a hearing.
When did you first hear about the Pioneer Hotel fire, when you first came to Tucson?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe it's even before my time as a lawyer. But, you know, when I've been in Arizona since 74, but people might not remember, but at the time it was sort of the case, you know, of the decade, if not longer, in Tucson, and it was a huge case, a big case, lots of pressure on people, and lots of pressure to get the person who did it, because many, many people died, some of whom were prominent, but all of whom were good, decent people. And so there was a lot of publicity over this event, and the older folks who have been around longer will remember it. But I think all of us have an interest, even in the big case, of making sure if someone's going to be put in prison, that the right person has. The other point that people should keep in mind is even the Arizona legislature has recognized that in arson cases, of all types of cases, that the science has changed. And in 2010, the Arizona House, joined in by the Senate, passed a concurrent resolution supporting the review of arson convictions obtained using evidence that is known to be unreliable. And so our legislature has spoke, not directly to Mr. Taylor, but to arson cases, urging that that these cases be reviewed under modern standards, okay, because it's similar to DNA. Science
right.
has just changed.
Michael, we're going to have to run. Keep us posted, will you, on this case?
Sure, thanks for talking.
Thanks a lot. Michael Picaretta.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, on Election Day, and Shell has a big smile on his face, which leads me to believe the market's doing very well today on Election Day.
Market's up about 170 points.
And, what's going on?
I think finally maybe people are getting the idea that regardless of who wins this election, the economy is on a slow but steady improvement, and we're likely to keep that up.
And everything's been factored in, I guess regardless of which candidate emerges. I mean, hopefully, I think there was an article today in the Wall Street Journal saying, I read it somewhere, that the markets don't like uncertainty, so they will want a clear winner one way or another.
Well, that's very true. Yeah. If you remember 8 years ago, 12 years ago, my gosh, time flies.
Oh, boy.
The markets were actually down massively the day after Election Day when there was not a declared winner. That kind of uncertainty is just earth-shaking for the markets. But right now, if we have a clear winner, even though that winner will not have a clear mandate, I believe the markets will tend to believe that whoever wins will be able to negotiate their way through this financial cliff that we're approaching. Though, as I mentioned to you last week, I was not happy with the interview that I heard from Senator Kyle when he basically said, well, we're very happy to work with the Democrats on fixing these problems so long as they do it our way.
I think the senator was on John's show.
He was.
John C. Scott,
he was, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, my God, they're still saying that. Obama has said that he will allow the Bush tax cuts to fully expire if they can't negotiate something in the lame duck session. And I believe him. I believe he will let that happen and then have a lot of leverage going forward to say, well, you know, we'll do tax cuts, but only for those people under $250,000. Now, I don't think that's the wrong answer, but I do believe that it sets up this new administration and this new Congress for, a less than cooperative a time when we need middle of the road cooperation, and I would hate to see the next 4 years be a repeat of the current 4 years that we've just ended.
Wall Street Journal had an article about meeting with a financial advisor, make the most out of your first visit. And a lot of this material we have talked about in our sessions on Tuesday, but I think it's worth going over again with a certified financial planner like yourself. They say that first meeting, of course, is important, really for both sides.
Absolutely. The first meeting is a job interview and an audition. So you have to determine as a potential client whether the person you're interviewing is the right person for you. You have to feel comfortable with that person's philosophy, with that person's background, with that person's education, just to get a good sense of what the relationship will be. One of the things the author really talks about here that you and I haven't talked about that much, so it's a really good point, is decide in advance what help you're seeking.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Before you go, this
exactly,
is real
so that
important
stuff.
You can
be clear with that advisor.
Have your notes or whatever you need.
Right. And if you're sitting down with an advisor and that advisor wants to do financial planning for you and all you're looking for is a stockbroker, you'll determine real quick that there's no match there. similarly, if you're clear about the way you want to pay for the service, and that advisor doesn't get paid that way, you've got a really good reason to say thank you very much, and you're off and running. The other things that you should really look for is whether or not you and the advisor can decide that your level of investment, your level of working with that person financially is in keeping with where that advisor's general clientele is. The last thing you want to be is a little fish in a much bigger sea. You're not going to get the attention you need. Or if you do, you might get it from an assistant. Mm-hmm. That might be perfectly okay, Bill, but you need to know it up front.
Yeah, good advice. That's the stuff before the meeting. And then at the meeting, and you mentioned that really both sides are the advisor and the potential client are really sizing each other up.
Right.
And I like this one. Listen to your instincts.
Yes, absolutely. Your gut will tell you whether there's a good match.
If it's a good fit.
Here. And very often people feel intimidated by a financial advisor, especially people who are not necessarily financially, very astute or very experienced. And it's just easy to buy into the sales pitch. But knowing, for instance, to me it's very important, whether the advisor is product agnostic or not, by which I mean, does that advisor represent a particular manufacturer's product, whether it be an insurance manufacturer or a stockbroker's manufacturing a set of mutual funds or stocks that broker-dealer makes a market in? That's going to be the stock du jour that you may be pushed on you. So really, you need to come away from that meeting feeling that the advisor is going to put your best interests first above what's right for the advisor. And the way I like to think that you have some guarantees of that is by asking the question, will you take a fiduciary responsibility for the money I invest with you? And if the answer is yes, then the next question is, please explain exactly how you do that. And if the advisor can convince you that he or she knows exactly how to make that happen for you, then you have a good chance of a long-term, productive, mutually profitable relationship.
And this is important too. Be wary of any advisor who makes kind of outrageous promises, delivering super high returns.
Yeah.
Because we all know there are no guarantees in financial markets.
Well, not only that, but in return for super high returns, you pick up super high risk. And, that might be a good deal with the devil if you're 25 years old and you've got this money to gamble rather than invest. Taking risks in return for the anticipation of high returns is not a fool's errand all the time, but sometimes it is. So, it's really important to understand the advisor's philosophy toward investing and a rational expectation of what kind of returns you'll get. And if the person is overpromising like crazy, or even if you feel that that person is overpromising, probably a good idea to interview somebody else. And by the way, this author says, interview three.
Okay.
Don't settle for one.
Okay, and if someone would like to interview you, you are welcoming a first-time get-together. How do they reach you?
795-7950, or even better,
go to the BuckmasterShow.com website. There's a link to Shelley. Shell, thanks so much.
Have a great election day.
Thanks so much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama and rival Mitt Romney taking different approaches to Election Day. Governor Romney is on the road. Mr. Obama's behind a microphone. While Romney makes stops in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Mr. Obama's been doing a dozen radio and satellite TV interviews from his hometown of Chicago. And while the focus may be on the White House, there's a lot more at stake today. Every House seat, a third of the Senate, and 11 governorships are on the line today. There are also numerous state ballot questions ranging from so-called same-sex marriage and casino gambling to repealing the death penalty and legalizing marijuana. Police say one person is dead, four injured. Workplace shooting today in Fresno, California. Wall Street, the Dow up 158 points, the NASDAQ ahead 16. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Just a few seconds away from 12:35 on Election Day on the Buckmaster Show. Are you looking for a great weekend getaway? Kind of unplug from all the election news? Maybe this weekend will be the time to go over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The arts and recreation-oriented historic community of Silver City is just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. That mile-high elevation makes for warm days and cool, crisp nights. Lots to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Great places to stay, including Lake Roberts Motel, Spirit Canyon Lodge, and Wilderness Lodge. Find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, at southwestnewmexico.org. And we welcome now to the Buckmaster Show on this election day, David Sefier of Blog for Arizona. The Buckmaster Show, delighted to have now a relationship with Blog for Arizona on the blogforarizona.com homepage. The Buckmaster Show is prominently displayed with a link to our program. And here is David. David, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Bill?
Doing real well. And David, we know you're a former teacher and you like to write about education. So Why don't we start with some good news even before we talk about the election stuff? You had a piece that you posted about the number of young high school and college graduates is up, and that is good news.
Well, this was a piece in the New York Times, and basically it said that since, and I don't have it in front of me like you do, but since the 1970s, there's been about a 12% increase in the number of people between the ages of 22 and 29, I think it is, who have bachelor's, and a similar increase in the number of people who have high school diplomas. And at this time, while we're hearing all the terrible things about public education, which are wildly exaggerated, it's good to hear this, that there are more people who are graduating from college, more people who are graduating from high school, based on people in their 20s, than there were before. And one of the things that people complain about is, oh, there are more people who don't know what they're talking about, who are high school grads or college grads. Well, one problem is all of us think we knew more back then than we actually did, and people don't look like they know as much now. But the other problem is if there are more people graduating, most probably there is a wider pool, and the wider pool means that some people are not going to be as proficient, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing, that we've widened the pool.
Let's talk a little bit, since we are talking about education, it's a perfect segue for me to break into Proposition 204. I know that you've been pulling for 204. Interesting piece, David, and I don't know if you saw it, front page of the Arizona Republic today, about the so-called dark money that really has been pouring into Arizona to defeat Proposition 204.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's money has been coming from all over the country and being funneled and laundered, at least when it goes to California, it's being laundered through an organization in Phoenix. And it's pretty nasty stuff because it looks like it's probably illegal, at least the way it's being done in California, where $11 million went. Something like $1.5 million went here to Arizona from that pot of money, and part of it went to defeat Proposition 204. The other went to defeat the top two primary election initiative. And the problem is that Citizens United has made this kind of a thing easier with the possibility of the super PACs, and dark money can be used, but You can't take it from one pot that's supposed to be open and transparent and put it into a dark pot, and it looks like that's what's been done. And to be honest, it looks like it's being done by some very high-level people in the Republican Party, including the ex-Republican Speaker of the House.
I think the Koch brothers are also mentioned in that piece, David.
I think they're mentioned in every piece, to be honest, Bill, that has to do with this kind of money, because these guys are unbelievably rich, and for years, maybe in decades, they've been sponsoring causes where, you know, for them, $10 million is like $50 for me, so they can throw in the money very, very easily. And it has been under the radar. Fortunately, their work and some other work is beginning to surface, and people are aware of it, as people, I think, are more aware of some of the voter suppression campaigns around the country, including here in Arizona. And it's good that we're hearing about that. It would be better if we hear about it, and that means it stopped. But at least we're hearing about it, and people know it's there.
David Safir is with us for Blog for Arizona. Paul Eckerstrom was on our Monday political face-off yesterday, David, and he was saying, you know, Paul's been a huge supporter of Proposition 204, but he's very worried about it passing because of this influx of money coming in, the so-called dark money. You want to give us a little prediction on Election Day on 204?
204 is very, very tight, and I am not overly optimistic, both because of that money and because anything that has to do with taxes is a tough sell, even though, and I don't know if people realize it, because even the way it's written in the voter guide, it says that it's a tax hike. Well, in fact, it kicks in the day that the three-year one-cent property tax ends. So it's not a hike. No one will notice a difference. The only thing is that the one-cent sales tax won't go away. It's hugely important. It not only adds money desperately needed to education, because we have the lowest per student funding in the country, often by $2,000 or $3,000 per student. But this will stop the state legislature from ever cutting the funding, as well as putting more money on top. So I predict, if it goes down, that in a couple years they'll find some budgetary reason to say we have to trim education still more. And these are our children. This is the future of the country, the state. The economic future, the social future, and the future of the people who are the things we adults are supposed to care about most, children.
How about the top two primary?
I think that's going down because to be honest, I'm against that. It's got a pretty broad base of people on both sides of the spectrum who don't like it and people on both sides who do. And I think people are, if when in doubt, vote no on propositions, and I think that one will go down very handily. I don't know. By the way, I have a little bit of news from the from what's going on outside, because I talked to Jeff Rogers about half an hour ago, who is the Pima County Democratic Party chair, about what's going on in terms of voting here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Love to hear it.
He says things are going pretty smoothly, basically, that there have been a few voter ID issues, but it seems like they are misunderstandings by the poll workers, where someone was told they have to have a photo ID when, in fact, they don't. Someone was told, a woman was told, she can't take her kids in to vote with her in the polling booth, and that was quickly corrected, because that's one of the great American traditions, with your kids around your knees while you are voting, and they get to see you do it. But the more serious thing he said, and again, this is an error, I think, not voter suppression, but they say that some of the precinct lists haven't been well alphabetized. So when you look under L for somebody's name, maybe it's actually under J or K, and you won't find it. So that's a problem, and that would mean people would have to vote provisionally if they can't find it.
David, we're also hearing some confusion about folks who are showing up to the wrong polling places. There's been some changes there, so folks should really make sure before they even head out that they know they are going to the right polling place.
Absolutely. If you have your recent voter card, they've been changed because of early voting. They have consolidated. Like in my area, we used to vote at the high school, and now people are voting at a local church, which is pulling two or three groups together in the same place. I'll tell you one thing, by the way,
ahead.
I want to get this in, that it could be very interesting and could mean that we'll have a very, very long couple days, is according to Jeff Rogers, in Maricopa County, there were 100,000 early mail ballots that came in this morning through the mail, and that they're expecting another, say, 150,000 that could be turned in the polling places today. That could mean 250,000 ballots that can't possibly be counted in the next 24 hours. And so on tight races, it could be a long time.
Yeah, I think the Carmona Flake race could be drawn out over a couple of days, certainly. Locally, any upsets that you see here? And got about a minute and a half, David, real quickly.
Oh, boy. I
know you've been...
I'm leading with my heart now.
Bill. Yeah, I know you are. I know.
But I'm leading with my heart, and I would love to see Joe Holt upset Al Melvin in the Senate in Legislative District 11. That would be a great one.
That'd be a big upset, I think.
It would, and if at the same time David Joseph in the same LD11 in the House could knock out, say, Adam Quastman, who's as new as David Joseph is, but they're in a heavily Republican area. Steve Smith is running there, is already an incumbent, so he's not going to have a problem. You know I've been very involved in the Nancy Youngwright, Allie Miller race, and that one is a horse race.
Yeah, I think that's
going
to be
down to the end.
That could be very, very close. David, we're going to have to run. It's always a pleasure talking with you and the work you're doing at Blog for Arizona. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David Safir with us on the Buckmaster Show. And a quick note about elections tonight, 7 o'clock. Our election coverage on KVOI begins. The morning guys, Chris and Joe and John C. Scott, will be hosting the election show. And, of course, we have a full hour of nothing but breaking down the election at noon tomorrow on Buckmaster.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Coming up on 12:50, support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Once a month, we are delighted to bring in Mark Sykes, Dr. Sykes, the contributor on the Buckmaster Show on space exploration. Dr. Sykes is CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, which is celebrating its 40th year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill.
And because you are the chair of NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group, and you serve on the Planetary Science Subcommittee of the NASA Advisory Council, and because it is Election Day, NASA really didn't get much, or space in general really didn't get much time in this presidential campaign.
It wasn't a big campaign issue, but it rarely is.
Does it? Will there be a difference depending on who wins, or is it pretty much business as usual as far as NASA is concerned?
Well, fortunately, I've been up on the Hill quite a bit speaking to people on both sides of the fence, and space is really a bipartisan, perhaps one of the few areas of bipartisan cooperation and agreement. So we have a lot of support on both sides of the aisle. So I don't think that the outcome of the election either at the top level or at the Senate and House races is going to have an impact on NASA or particularly solar system exploration.
NASA's budget, though, has been going down, hasn't it?
It's been kind of steady. Of course, we'll see what happens in January when everybody's facing the 10% cuts.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the findings that were very interesting concerning, I guess it's called the Gale Crater.
Yeah,
very similar to what we see in Hawaii.
Yes. Well, the Mars Science Laboratory, Curiosity, is starting to do its work there, and it was analyzing some of the soil in the area, Gale Crater. That's the name of the crater that they're inside of, and they're going to be climbing up Mount Sharp within that crater. And they found that the soil is very much weathered basalt. It's kind of like the side of Mauna Kea in Hawaii. It's kind of a soil that you find there.
Was this surprising?
Well, it's interesting. I wouldn't say it was terribly surprising, but see, Mars is covered with a lot of dust. It blows. We see these giant dust storms every year, and it deposits a lot of material around the planet. So you've seen the giant volcanoes on Mars, you know, Olympus Mons, and there's several volcanic systems there that have spewed out a lot of basalt and such in the past, and over time it gets ground up and it's getting spread around. And so, but now we're starting to get the real details of what it's made of.
Giant volcanoes, what kind of elevation are we talking about?
Well,
Are they larger than anything here on Earth? Or?
I think that the Olympus Mons is somebody will correct me on this, but I'm thinking it might be the largest volcano in the solar system. But and that's something which is clearly visible from space.
I mean, so it's like maybe taller than Mount Everest.
Oh yeah. Somebody's going to smack me down here.
I can't pin you down on that one. I mean, it's, like 50,000.
I'm running for office.
Okay, yeah, you must be. And the same findings that came in about the Gale Crater, also there were some interesting measurements about the atmosphere of Mars.
Yeah, a couple of things. So one was they're measuring the isotopes, and because Mars is a much thinner atmosphere than the Earth, about 100 times thinner. And the question is, why is it? Why is it thinner? Because it looks like in the past there was liquid water over the surface. It obviously had a thicker atmosphere sometime in the past. And what they've been able to do is to see enhancements of heavier isotopes of elements in there, which suggests that the top of the atmosphere has been kind of eroding away, over time. The lighter stuff has been lost from the Martian atmosphere, as opposed to a process by which you have impacts coming in and just splashing off chunks of the atmosphere over time, because that wouldn't preferentially keep heavy or light. It wouldn't splash off preferentially heavy or light atoms, but these other processes that skim off the light atoms off the top of the atmosphere or molecules does, and so it's the evidence of that latter process that Curiosity was finding recently.
We've talked about this before, but Mars is a long way away for a human to travel, right? I mean, that's putting it mildly.
Yeah, I think that if we built the spacecraft we know how to build today, we could get there in about 10 months.
I mean, it would take 10 months.
It would take 10 months. And the problem with that
But we got to do better than that because of
radiation.
Radiation.
Yeah, there's a lot of radiation out there, galactic cosmic rays, solar radiation, and after about 6 months of travel, you get too much of a dose in terms of lifetime cancer risk, and that's just one way. So we got to be clever about shielding. We got to be clever about propulsion, and as well as clever about what we're doing there. So.
I think one of the big areas is the commercialization, the development of commercial human space flights. You've been involved. You're involved with the ATSA?
ATSA. ATSA Orbital Observatory. Yes.
Yeah. This is, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, PSI is developing a system which will fly on a commercial spacecraft, not into orbit around the Earth, but rather kind of like the Mercury capsules where you fly up.
Kind of a quick shot.
A quick shot. You go up and you make observations for 3 to 5 minutes and you come back down. We were planning on using X-Core's Lynx spacecraft, which takes off like a plane, goes up into space, and then comes right back down, lands on the landing strip that it started off of. And so we have a telescope on their spacecraft to make our observations. It's like a sounding rocket type of
And when system. Might that happen?
Well, we're hoping to start our Lynx 1 flights within a year. And, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope for next summer.
Do you have your spacesuit ready?
Well, we will have to all get individual spacesuits. And, at about – I understand it's about $20,000 to $40,000 a pop, so we'll see.
Wow. Hope it's a first-class seat.
Yeah. Well, it's the only passenger seat. The Lynx is a two-seater, the pilot and the passenger. And the operators of our telescope, which I hope to be among them, will be sitting in the passenger seat doing their work.
Planetary Science Institute, this is your 40th year. And for folks that don't know, a quick little bit about the economic development for Planetary Science Institute, the economic benefits for our community.
Yes, we have grown quite a bit in the past decade or so, and today we're bringing in millions of dollars a year into the Tucson community, providing a high-paying job for scientists and staff. We're actually something of a catchment of people you graduate with PhDs from the University of Arizona that would like to stay in the Tucson area and do this kind of work. So we offer a a location and a company where they can continue to do that and join the rest of our family.
Well, I recommend PSI. I'm a member, and I recommend folks to go to your website, which is?
It's www.psi.edu. And, Bill, I would like to thank you for renewing your membership.
I just renewed it this past week, and really it's well – the money that I put into PSI is well worth it because the economic benefits alone for what the work you all are doing, and I tell you, you've got more PhDs on your payroll than probably any other place in the United States.
We have over 80.
Per capita. Yeah, over 80. Mark Sykes, thank you very much, and have a great election day, the remainder of it, and we'll see you in December.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan Water. We love Culligan Water. Folks, it simply tastes better. Want to remind you also, the American Legion Post is holding its Veterans Day parade this Veterans Day, Monday, November the 12th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that will be in downtown Tucson. Go out and support the Veterans Day parade. Again, coming up 4 o'clock this afternoon is John C. Scott with his show, then the special election night program here on KVOI. Chris and Joe from the morning show and John C. will be anchoring our coverage, and then a special 1 hour devoted to breaking down the election tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, beginning at 12:04. I am Bill Buckmaster. Please get out there and vote. Your vote certainly does matter. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.